Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover Card matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply, folks. And you can follow Rob and me on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. We got Brian Lewis, New York Post writer, covers the Brooklyn Nets for them, friend of the show. He's been on before. He'll break down the whole Kyrie Irving situation for us, and that's at the bottom of the hour. But for the time being, in the meantime, in between time, as they used to say, Rob, let's go to football. And Deshaun Watson, there is some development here, or are some developments.
Yep.
And it is that the Wall Street Journal reported over the weekend that the NFL, Rob, is looking to hand Deshaun Watson a quote-unquote indefinite suspension while searching for a minimum of 1 year on the ban. And there's a hearing tomorrow with the league. So we could find out soon what is going on with Deshaun Watson. Will he be available? And so big developments there. What do you think? I mean, we thought, you and I have said for a while, we were probably among the first to say that we thought he'd get a year, get the whole season.
Yep.
What do you think of this notion of an indefinite suspension?
I think, obviously, we got to remember,
because I know a lot of people are like, that ain't fair. You can't do that. There were no charges. You know, like, no, that's not where we are. Chris, Trevor Bauer is on the sidelines of Major League Baseball. Didn't the judge dismiss the case? Yes.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with that. When you sign a deal to play for these teams, they have moral clauses and all kinds of other things, and they do their own independent investigation. This has not looked good. That's why we thought it would be a year, Chris. We've been saying it.
Right.
A minimum of a year. Now, I think they just want to, like, get clear. Like, we don't want any more surprises. We don't want to say, like,
every
half
time
the season.
We look up, there's right. something else going. There's some, you know, gory story.
Right. And we don't want any more
of
them
happening.
Right. And the other thing, too, and we know this, Chris, in some of the reporting, you just mentioned the Wall Street Journal had the story over the weekend. And the other story was in the New York Times, your former place of employment. Yep. Where they had 66 women. The New York Times doesn't report stories on a hearsay, okay? No. Chris knows that they're as thorough of a news-gathering organization as there is in the world. So if the Times is putting out a number like 66, Chris, I'm buying it.
Well, and to that point, Rob, I think, as you said, the league, let's say they suspended him and it looks like there's no chance of this happening. But let's say they suspend him for 8 games. He misses the first half of the season,
yep.
comes back. 2 weeks later, there's another woman or a few women accusing Watson of something. The league doesn't want that. They want to get this thing behind them. I got to be honest, this ain't personal against Deshaun Watson. This is them trying to protect the shield.
As always.
And this is them, like, this story is... We just can't have this. And so I believe, Rob G, explain the 2-year statute of limitation situation, which could explain at least a 1-year ban.
Right. Definitely 1 year.
Right. So as you guys mentioned, the journal reported that the NFL is going to push for an indefinite suspension. Now, realistically, I don't think anyone expects that that's possible, you know, just because the NFLPA won't allow it. They might be the weakest union in sports, but I think they're a little bit stronger than that to allow for an indefinite suspension.
Oh, yeah. No, you ask for the moon because they'll push back. Because
you want at least a year.
Right. You want, like, no, hey, don't mess around. We're serious. Because if you say a year, then he's only going to get 8 months. I mean, six games or eight games.
Correct.
Right.
So, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, who, again, famously was an attorney before he got into the NFL reporting, said the reason why that they want at least 1 year is because the statute of limitations for any sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, criminal charges would expire in March of 2023. That's assuming, however,
there are no new cases
than what has already been disclosed by Deshaun Watson and his attorneys.
It makes sense, Chris. It does make sense. And this way, there's no more surprises.
Right. And as you and I said a couple weeks ago, in some ways, this, I hate to say it this way, but it could be good for Deshaun Watson. Because, Rob, I said it, the punishment needs to be enough where people that are really disgusted with him feel like, you know what, he served his time.
No, right. Not that he got off light or the league looked the other way because he's a star quarterback. Right.
Yep, didn't give him a slap on the wrist. And so I think, obviously, another season, he missed last season, missing this upcoming season, people would feel that. When he came back in, what, the fall of 2023, people would feel like, okay, he paid his price, and this is – Look, Rob, we've seen plenty of people get second chances. He'll get a second chance.
Michael Vick came back in the NFL,
right.
Chris. Remember
that? The fans will be like, look, he's paid his dues.
Right.
We'll give him a second chance. But also, Rob, if something else comes up, and gosh, I hope it doesn't.
But it safeguards the league.
It safeguards the league, but also Deshaun is not in the public eye at that point to have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I mean by it could protect, you know, could be good for him as well. Now, let me throw this out at you, Rob, because the reports out there are that the NFLPA, Players Association, part of its defense of Watson is going to be that the league has not been harsh. And they would say, they'll probably say even consistent or fair with their punishment of owners. And it says in the collective bargaining agreement that owners will be held to a higher, not an equal, right, a higher standard than players. And you look at Jerry Jones and some of the situations down in Dallas. You look at mainly Daniel Snyder and what's going on with the Washington Commanders. And there are a few women there saying they've been sexually harassed hundreds of times.
Right.
There was a time when it was reported that he paid a woman, I believe in 2009, $1.6 million, or it may have been stemming from an incident in 2009, $1.6 million basically in hush money. And he groped her, asked her to take her clothes off, tried to have sex with her, all that stuff. And so that is, Rob, I believe if you do wrong, then you should, you know, pay the price. But I also believe in fairness. And Deshaun Watson does indeed have to pay a price. But these owners should have to pay a price too. And I think, Rob, the way for the NFL, because that's real. And that's the optics on that too, Rob, will also, and Robert Kraft is the owner I failed to mention. It will look like, no one's really debating that what Deshaun Watson did is worse than some of these ownership situations. But the optics will be, oh, the rich white guys, owners, get off. But the black athlete is suspended for a season. And I think the way for the NFL to get around this, and it's bottom line, is the motive should be because it's fair and what needs to happen. But it also has a benefit of kind of, you know, safeguarding you against criticism in this situation. They should take the team from Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, I mean, if they have that much on him and evidence, I'm with you. I mean, it's just been a mess, and he has he's just made a mess of that franchise. But I'm sure. What they would say, Chris, is that they have done stuff. And you're right. I think Bob Kraft got off scot-free. They had videotape of him, okay? It's an embarrassing situation. He got off. But Jerry Richardson, who was the first player who ever owned the team, right, with the Panthers, was forced out of ownership, like overnight when that story broke. So I don't know what the Daniel Snyder what he has over the league, Chris, I don't know, and why they haven't moved on him with all of this stuff there. But they have been harsh because Jerry Richardson paid the ultimate price. And what was he doing? We talked about it, right? Foot massages.
I didn't think it was as bad as Snyder. He wasn't even close, yeah.
But he was forced to sell his team. So
That's true.
And here's the other thing. I'm just going to say this. I'm always for fairness. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
Right.
But if these numbers are real and you're talking about 66 women and sexual assault, I mean, this is a predator. Like this, if these are, and I'm saying, Chris, if these accusations are real and true, it's a mess.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, look. This should not be construed as a defense of Deshaun Watson, because it's not. But it's just saying the league has a problem here because they haven't been fair. I mean, you're right, Jerry Richardson, that was a few years ago, what, 2017 maybe?
Yep.
And there have been a few circumstances since there where owners have gotten, if anything, a slap on the wrist, if anything. And Daniel Snyder, Rob, that remember when the league wanted its report, they wanted an oral
report. Yeah, I never understood.
Not even
that.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right. They wanted an oral report instead of in black and white, you know.
I think what it comes down to, Rob, honestly, Snyder knows some dirt. Right? These owners, it's a billionaire boys club. He knows what some other folks are doing. And so Goodell said it correctly. He doesn't have the power to get rid of Daniel Snyder. The other owners would have to do
it. Right, because you got to, isn't it, you got to vote, is it 75%?
Two-thirds, yeah. Maybe, something like that.
Yeah, two-thirds.
And if Snyder, you know, they hang out, they know each other, they know what guys do, guys are into. Maybe he knows some stuff about a lot of the owners. So they're not moving to get this dude removed because he might blow the whistle. So, you know, there's that. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We are throwing it out to you. Given how soft the NFL has gone on owners behaving badly, would an indefinite suspension of Deshaun Watson be too harsh? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the I Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you, as always, by AutoZone. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. Go to America's number one battery destination, AutoZone. They offer free battery services, like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and, excuse me, America's number one battery destination, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. The owner's getting off scot-free with a lot of stuff. Would that be unfair to Deshaun Watson to sit him indefinitely?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off here with Mark in Sacramento, our guy. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome
What's
back.
What's up, brother?
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, I haven't had a chance to talk to you in the last couple weeks, Chris. I just want to say really quick, two guys don't come off my top 10 list, Russell and Chamberlain. Now, I understand what you guys are saying. Russell, because he won two championships as a coach before he left. Try doing that. And Wilt is because he played every second of every minute of every game in 61, 62, and in load management. Try doing that.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
real quick.
That's cool.
I think you have to get do something about both of them. This has got to come under control. And you guys are right. Something else happened. Dan Snyder defied a government subpoena today.
Right.
You know he doesn't want to go in there and talk.
Yep.
He defied a government subpoena. So you know he's covering up for stuff. And there's a bomb coming. Because as much as Watson has done, the owners are coming up, and they've been trying to keep this bomb from coming out. The other guy who's tied to this group and in those emails. So the bomb's coming. They can try to stop it, but something's bigger than Watson coming is what's going on in those owners. They can try to cover it up, but now the government's involved, and they're subpoenaed.
Well,
they're going to find out.
That's the last thing you want is the government to be involved. Thanks, Mark.
Exactly.
Thank you, appreciate it. Will in Wisconsin, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Mr. CB? Absolutely, man. And, you know, so this is one of those things that I always like to throw my comments more toward the ownership there, because at some points, you know, if they're not getting it right there, the team isn't going to be right. And my goodness, the last time, even between yourself and Mr. CB there, when you guys had like an energetic exchange, it was over something attached to Dan Snyder's team, Del Rio. Feels that he was
right,
able to do,
right.
You know, say what he can say, probably because the work environment that he's in is, you know, probably permits at least some openness of that sort. And then you grow that conversation back from there. So open that even former coach John Gruden, right, had an email or two that I think was still attached to something with Dan Snyder being involved some sort of way in the weirdness there. And so it just seems that there's a lot of impropriety that doesn't go quite far from him. I know his business dealings, you know, maybe how he got rich is a little bit different from his personality as an owner. But at some point, and even he has the bravado, right, when you talk about owners – to allegedly needing to take money out of their pocket. So,
all right, let me ask you this, though, Will.
Yeah.
The numbers with Deshaun Watson, do they bother you at all? 66 women? Does that bother you?
Anything over one that we have to, instead of, you know, allowing the process to kind of come out, and maybe if there's, you know, something that's not, you know, maybe towards something being wrong. Like, for example, you know, the NFL selling with Kaepernick. It's not that maybe it couldn't have gone to court, right? But we're trying to make sure that we keep a handle on things. And so I just think that, you know, the numbers is one thing, but the actions and everything is kind of telling. So, yeah, absolutely something has to be done. Even if it were not this and something else with drinking or something else like
right.
that, you know, still you would have to do something. So it's
no
not
doubt.
So much to act. It's
no
just,
doubt. No
yeah.
doubt, Will. Thank you, buddy, from Wisconsin, Chris. We appreciate him. Buffalo Mafia Man, there we go, calling from Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Buffalo Mafia man?
Parker's platoon in the house.
Yo!
How you guys doing?
I liked you at first when I first
heard the name. Now Chris is sick.
Chris, you need to stop it. You already get schooled by Nick Wright on First Things First.
Oh my.
Chris. You like Nick Wright and Rob Parker. Those are your guys.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Look at
see how far that takes you.
Rob's the goat. All right. But this is what I got, guys. To get into the Billionaires Boys Club, we already know that when there's money and there's power, their corruption is not far away. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. But the main thing I want to say is I know we talk about second chances and everybody deserves second chances. Yep. There's also times where you can cross a line of no return. And what I mean by that is, for instance, I don't like when we bring up Michael Vick. Because Michael Vick did prison time. He did actual time where Deshaun Watson's gonna tell him, hey, you can't play football.
No,
but you're
I got
still
you.
Pay
that's
all
fair.
Your money.
That's fair.
Right. But the thing is, he hasn't been convicted, though. He hasn't been convicted.
But that's fair about Vic. Vic did go to jail, Chris, for 2 years.
The other one was the worst.
I think worse than that. When they put Plaxico in jail, Chris, for shooting himself? Yeah, Plaxico had a gun that was registered in the state of Florida, where he's, right? Not registered in New York. Not like he was just walking around with a gun that hadn't been registered.
Right.
And that law in New York, Chris, was because if you rob a store with an unregistered gun, and you're a first-time offender, a lot of times in New York, they throw out your first offense. You know, like you don't get any jail time. So they put that in to this way to get people who maybe have robbed the store, you know what I mean, and it's their first offense, they would get you on the gun charge.
Yep.
That law wasn't for Plaxico Burress, who was a working man in the league and a family man and had no priors like that. That was a miscarriage of justice. And I'm not saying that because he works on Fox Sports Radio.
Right. No, I'm with you.
He shouldn't have gone. He went to jail for 2 years, Chris.
Yep. I'm with you. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And we got our man Brian Lewis, New York Post, friend of the show, joining us in a moment to talk Nets, Kyrie, KD, all of it. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, friend of the show. Rob and I have known him for decades.
Yes.
And does a terrific job at the New York Post. And covers the Brooklyn Nets now. Our man, Brian Lewis. B. Lou, what's up, man?
What's happening?
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
You got an off season, nothing going on, right? Just kicking back, vacation.
I'm glad I'm not in your shoes, Brian.
And Chris and I both covered the Nets. You know, we were Nets beat writers in years gone by. So, but you're not surprised by this, are you? Because Chris and I don't think that there was really an option.
We just felt he never had leverage.
Right, he had no leverage. Where was he going?
Listen, the only leverage he had was his friend, Kevin Durant. There was his leverage.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I get it that Kyrie has shown that for him, money is not the end-all be-all, and that he will lose money to take his stance on whatever it is he believes in.
But not $30 right? million, I guess. Huh?
Right? Exactly. That's the point. I get it that, you know, mammon is not his god, but listen, $30 million? That's a lot of money for anybody to give up.
Do you think that, because I do, that this was all just a game of chicken, and this whole thing about a list, this whole thing about him potentially going to the Lakers for $6 million, that it was really just, I assume maybe it came from Kyrie's camp, but that they were putting this stuff out there to try to pressure the Nets into giving him what he wanted. Like the Nets would get afraid that he might leave for nothing and they'd give him the contract he wanted.
Yes, I do believe that is the case. And as we said, past history at least maybe gives a little bit of credence to that and makes it believable. Whereas with most guys, I would say pretty much any guy, if it wasn't Kyrie, you would dismiss it out of hand.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And say, Good point. Come on now. You know you're not giving up that money.
Right.
Why wouldn't you even try it. Right.
Put it out there.
What's been...
But because it is Kyrie, at least they had, you know, his camp. At least they have that past history to go on. And like I said, with Kevin, I think, you know, Kevin allowed that. Obviously, he didn't mind, you know, being used that way to leverage for his friend.
Right.
And he has been, listen, if we can all find a friend that's as loyal as Kevin Durant, we should hold on to him. Right.
But Kyrie hasn't always been reciprocally on the other way. You know what I mean? Like, Durant's clock is ticking. He's trying to win another championship or two. And last year was a mess, and largely because of Kyrie.
Well, obviously. I mean, 29 games, that kind of, you know.
That derailed the season.
That kind of tells the tale.
Right.
That kind of tells the tale. You wouldn't be playing Boston in the first round. You wouldn't still be trying to get chemistry in the final weeks of the season.
Right.
And having to have, you know, Kevin Durant playing 40 minutes a game, 43 minutes a game, you know, just to squeeze into the playoffs. If Kyrie had played even, I don't know, 50 games?
Brian, were they ready to just let him walk? If it came to that, just let him walk.
I mean, certainly that was not the preference. They have wanted to try to keep this together. And I mean, I will tell you, listen, Joe Tsai, the owner, was willing to pay James Harden $62 million at the age of whatever, 37
right.
or whatever he would have been. I know this as a fact, that he would have paid him that money and he would have just closed his eyes and dealt with it. Right?
Wow.
Just to have a shot to win. Now, if you're willing to pay James Harden at 37, $62 million, then you really have clearly an appetite to win, right? So that should tell you, I guess, just how vexed, I guess, they got to a point where they're saying,
right.
I'm going to pay him that much, but I cannot guarantee Kyrie 4 years.
Now, there are reports out there. There are reports out there that they could still trade him. I don't see that happening, but do you think that's a possibility?
Well, I mean, on paper, yes, he can be traded.
Right.
Realistically, let's be fair, there's not a huge market for him. If there was
nobody wanted him except the Lakers, correct?
Huge market, then there you go. They would have been, Kyrie would have found a suitable sign and trade and brought it back. There is not a big market for him at this point. Huh? So if you're asking me on paper, you guys know as well as I do, yes, he opted in, so you could trade him, and there's not in the team getting him's not even hard cap. So of course you could trade him, but that's not likely. He is coming back to run it back one more time, presumably with a healthy Kevin Durant, presumably a healthy Joe Harris, presumably a healthy Ben Simmons. We'll see. That's a whole separate issue.
How important, Brian, though, this year, like Kyrie has some, he has to reestablish himself too. I mean, he comes off as flaky and not reliable, and that's why a lot of people aren't interested. You know, like isn't this an important year for him moving forward? Because if I'm another owner, I mean, I see the talent. I love to watch him play, but you can't rely on him. That's scary to me as a team, if I was a team owner.
Well, it would be quite scary for me if I was a billionaire and owned a team. Right? Now the assumption is that some of the reasons that he was absent are gone. We are assuming that there will be no mandates.
I hope not. My God,
right.
Please. Let's not go backwards. Yes, that. Please.
We're assuming, right, that we're not going to get wild insurrection at the Capitol. We're assuming that he should be available to play more than he has been available in the last 3 years.
Yes.
Now, before that, you know, Kyrie's always been injury prone. That just is what it is. And I don't assume that all of a sudden he's going to become, you know, Rasputin or whatever.
Injuries we could deal with. I mean, that's a part of the game, but the missed
absence. But that's an issue with him, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
no doubt.
That's the thing. Before the vaccination, there was still plenty of stuff, you know, you had against Kyrie, so to speak. Let me ask you this before you go. Kevin Durant, obviously, is not really an issue now. But do you think – I think he was going to stay even if Kyrie had gone.
So do I.
At least for a year. What was your read on that situation? Do you think he was going to request a trade?
Again, I'm not going to tell you that I know to a certainty. But my feeling was that he was going to be here and wanted to, at the very least, see if Kyrie left, what is the return for him?
Right.
Now – Kevin Durant, as you guys know, is not the sort of guy that's going to insert himself in other people's business, right? To a fault.
Right.
I remember when stuff was going on with James Harden, and I asked him, I said, listen, you got a guy who's clearly disgruntled here. Are you going to go to him and ask him, hey, what can we do? What can I do? How can we work this out? How can we get everybody on the same page and get you happy? And he said, that's not my place. If a guy's happy, he's happy. If he's unhappy, then he's unhappy and he's got to do what he's got to do. But that's not my place to insert myself in somebody else's business. That's his take. So I'm taking him at his word that he also gave Kyrie that same kind of space and was not going to try to coerce him into staying or try to coerce him into getting a shot or try to coerce him into taking less money or 3 years or 2+ or whatever. Right? But
well,
my assumption was that he was going to be here.
Quickly, and we got about 30 seconds. Do you know, like, were the Nets willing to go, say, 3 years max or even with incentives or 2 years even? Or was this strictly, we're not giving you anything beyond a year?
They were willing to go, to my knowledge, they were willing to go beyond a year. How much beyond a year, I can't say.
Yeah, if it would have been Chris tacked on 2 years, I could see that. But I'm not giving them no long-term deal. I could have seen that.
Well, I could have seen the opt-in and then another two.
Right,
I could have seen that, or opt-out, and we'll give you two, whichever.
Right, I see that, but no.
That was on there was stuff on the table. It was not just, hey, take 1 year, take it or leave it, what you're going to do.
Right.
That was not the way they came out. So.
That's our man, Brian Lewis, New York Post, Brooklyn Nets beat writer. Great stuff, man. We appreciate
thanks, B.
you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Peace. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover Cards got your back. With with cash back, you can use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June. Obviously, the month is winding down, so you got a few days left. And that works on up to $1,500 in purchases, folks, when you activate your card. So learn more at discover.com/rewards. Few days left. Limitations do apply. It's time for Sources Say. Sources Say.
Say what?
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the segment where we put Chris and Rob's combined 109 years of journalism experience to the test to see the difference between a good source and a bad source. So, for example, if I were to say that my sources tell me that the Lakers are still going to win the championship, even after they missed out on Kyrie.
That's a bad source.
You lying through your teeth.
Through your teeth.
That's terrible. All right, so let's get right to it. I got a couple of stories. Story number one, though. My sources say that former Chicago Bears, former Dallas Cowboys tight end Martellus Bennett made headlines earlier this week when he went on a podcast and he said that Jimmy G is a B word.
Ooh.
But he used the real word. Chris, I'm a source is good.
Wow. Martellus, I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true because I think it sounds, with people going mashugana on these podcasts, I'm
going
to say true.
People going ham on these podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. There you go.
Wow.
Got to cut
Didn't
through.
Didn't Edelman criticize him?
Yep.
Jimmy
yep.
G?
Yep.
What'd he say?
Well, he didn't call him a B word, but right. He said that, he understands.
I think he called him the N word, no?
That's why I thought it was false, because I knew Edelman had criticized him. I thought you had just switched up. Okay.
Yeah, he said, because actually Edelman's comments came on the heels of the Martellus Bennett comments.
Oh.
Where he said, I understand why you would feel that way.
But hurt all the time.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Story number two. Sticking in the NFL, my sources say that former NFL All-Pro wide receiver, now podcast host, Chad Ochocinco, also known as Chad Johnson, went viral this week after he tried to film himself learning how to swim. Apparently, he doesn't know how to swim and was drowning a little bit in 6 foot deep water.
Drowning a little bit.
Rob Parker, my source is good.
I'm going to say this is false. He was recording himself drowning. I don't know. Just doesn't sound right to me. I don't know.
I'm going to say true. Golly.
It's just a route.
It's over.
You know, I came back. It's a route. Alex, you can see me right here.
I think they're helping you out, man.
They ain't helping me out.
You know, you got glass between y'all. I'm sure they gave you a few.
Look, Alex gave me the high side.
Yeah, I know something.
The high side.
The vegan. Yeah.
All right. Story number
He's
three.
He's the most honest man in this building. We don't have to worry. Alex would never cheat anyone.
Yeah. Story number three. My sources say
Jordans or something.
I ain't buy him anything. Why?
Size 12, bro.
I know how you do. You come bearing gifts.
All my friends. Chris, I got to buy all my friends. Isn't that unbelievable?
He's just wild.
Chris, you got to let Rob tell you off the air about the new kicks he's getting.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see?
Yep.
That he's getting?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He paid for them, yes. But it might as well have been free.
Basically. What happened to your fast? You're fast from shopping.
It's done. Rob
it's
G.
Done. It's done.
I told Rob G.
I mean, you didn't.
I caved, Rob G. Didn't I tell you
yes,
that?
You
did. Golly, did a brother cave?
I caved.
My goodness.
At least you're honest, though.
I did. I couldn't.
Okay.
Do no more.
Story number three. You guys know that celebrity boxing is like the big deal nowadays.
Yes.
And now it's gotten to a point where they're no longer celebrities. It's just athletes going at it because coming up this fall, Adrian Peterson is in talks to fight Le'Veon Bell in a celebrity boxing match at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Rob, you're winning. So, Chris, are my sources good?
Why are you coming to me? You're supposed to be coming to him. Going to him. But anyway, Le'Veon Bell, AP, I'm going to say true. Big money in that. They both could use it. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, it's got to be true. But why? You want to get up there and get knocked out? You know, I told you I fought Terry Foster, former columnist from the Detroit News, Chris, at the Palace in front of 16,000 people.
And lost.
It was the first.
Word is you went out like.
No, I didn't lose like
Ty
that.
Ty Woodley.
No.
Is that his name? Woodley? Who's
Tyron
the guy
Woodley, yeah. Yeah.
Tyron Woodley.
No, I didn't go down. You know why I wouldn't let him knock me down, Rob G?
Because y'all were fighting with the little bopper. What they used to call those things?
Because the mat is too filthy. I didn't want to go down on the
Was it? Yeah, but that's a deterrent, man. All right, let's get out of here.
Oh, man, I feel good. No, what? I got cheated.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.